Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a clean, modern snare in Ableton Live 12 and turning it into something with real jungle attitude, snappy on the front, crunchy in the body, and tight enough to sit in a fast DNB mix without falling apart. The goal here is not just to make the snare louder or harsher, it's to make it feel like it was pulled through an old sampler, with that worn, slightly bruised texture you hear in old school jungle and early DNB. Think hit first, texture second, that's the vibe. Now, before we touch effects, let's start with the source. Pick a snare that already has a solid transient and a short body. If it's too polished, too glossy, or too long, you'll end up fighting it the whole way. A dry acoustic snare, a break edit snare, or a one-shot with some natural edge is ideal. Load it into Simpler or drop it onto a drum rack pad. In Simpler, set it to one-shot or classic. Keep warp off unless you really need timing correction, and make sure the amplitude envelope is short with no sustain. We want this snare to feel immediate. In DNB, those first 20 milliseconds matter a lot. That's the difference between a snare that punches and one that just sort of appears. Now listen carefully and shift the sample start if needed. Sometimes a tiny start offset makes a huge difference. If there's a bit of pre-click or dead air before the hit, move the start forward just a touch. That can make the snare feel like it's jumping out of the speaker instead of arriving late. This is one of those small moves that often works better than boosting EQ. Next, shape the tone inside Simpler before you go heavy on effects. If the top end is too sharp, use the filter to gently tame it. A low pass somewhere around 10 to 14 kHz can help if the sample is bright and brittle. If it feels too clean, you can lean into a more bandpass-tight character by filtering both ends a little more. That starts to give you that sampled, slightly worn identity. If the snare needs more chest, try pitching it down a semitone or two. Not a huge drop, just enough to make it feel a little heavier and darker. In jungle and rollers, that slightly lower snare can sit really nicely against a busy break and a heavy sub, without sounding oversized. Now let's talk envelope. Set the attack ultra fast, almost zero. Keep the decay fairly short, somewhere around 180 to 350 milliseconds depending on the tempo and how dense the arrangement is. Sustain at zero, and release very short. The point is to keep the snare agile. At 174 BPM, a long tail can make the groove feel lazy very quickly. A good teacher trick here is to think of the snare as two jobs. The first job is impact. The second job is attitude. If the attack is right, you can afford to dirty up the tail later. Now for the snap. This is where drum bus or saturator comes in. Ableton's drum bus is great, because it adds body and aggression without instantly turning the snare into a smashed mess. Try a modest amount of drive, a little crunch, and use the transient control to push the front edge forward. Don't overdo the boom on a snare. Usually that just muddies the mix. We want crack, not low-end bloom. If drum bus feels too broad, go with saturator instead. A few dB of drive, soft clip-on, and you're already in the zone. The main thing is not just distortion for the sake of distortion. It's harmonic weight plus transient emphasis. That's what gives you that old sampler energy. Now let's get a little more advanced and build the crunchy sampler texture in parallel. Create an audio effect rack on the snare and split it into at least two paths. One path is your dry attack. Keep that one mostly clean. Maybe a gentle high pass to remove rumble, but otherwise leave it sharp and direct. The second path is your crunch body. This is where you bring in redux, saturator, overdrive, or a combination of those. With redux, keep the bit reduction subtle. Don't turn it into total digital wreckage unless that's the intention. We are trying to simulate sampler grit, not destroy the snare. A little downsampling or bit reduction can add that grainy, dusty texture that feels like it came off an old MPC or a worn converter path. Blend that crunchy layer underneath the clean attack. That way the transient stays fast and clear, but the body has this rough, sampled attitude. That's a very classic DNB move. It cuts well in the mix, and it translates on smaller systems because the grit lives in the mids where our ears are most sensitive. If you want to go even further, add a third layer for air or noise. Keep it subtle. High pass it aggressively, maybe band pass it so it only contributes texture, and use it almost like drum dust. You should feel it more than hear it. In jungle, that little bit of break dust can make a sterile snare suddenly feel alive. Now clean up the snare with EQ8. This is where you make room for the kick and sub. High pass around 90 to 140 Hz depending on how much body the snare needs. If it sounds boxy, cut some of that 250 to 450 Hz range. If you want more smack, a small boost around 2 to 5 kHz can help. But be careful. If the crunch layer gets harsh, you may need to dip a little around 6 to 9 kHz instead of piling on more brightness. And here's an important DNB lesson. Check the snare at low volume. If the snap disappears when you turn it down, that usually means you're relying too much on brightness and not enough on real mid-range articulation. A good snare should still have identity quietly. If the tail is too long, trim it. Use a gate or shorten the decay in simpler. A short hold and a medium fast release can clean up the snare without choking the hit. You want the backbeat to stay punchy and leave space for the kick, bass, and break chops. In DNB, the snare envelope is groove. If the transient needs a little more punch, glue compressor can help, but keep it subtle. A moderate attack, auto or fairly quick release, a low ratio and only a couple dB of gain reduction. Just enough to tighten the hit and bring the front forward. Now let's add some proper jungle flavor with a quiet break layer. This is one of the easiest ways to get that old school feel. Use a tiny slice from an Amen or another classic break, or even a noisy rim or room hit. High pass it hard. Maybe add a little redux if you want more grain. Keep it low in the mix. You're not replacing the snare. You're adding a ghost of the break around it. That layer gives the snare a sense of history. It stops it from sounding like a single pristine one-shot and makes it feel like part of a chop drum collage. That's a big part of the jungle aesthetic. Now, once the core snare is working, build a scent-based FX layer for fills and transitions. A short reverb, with heavy high pass, a subtle echo, or a little extra saturation on a return can make the last snare before a drop feel huge without messing up the main groove. Keep those effects out of the core hit. Use them like punctuation. For example, on the last snare before the drop, send a little more into the crunch return. Maybe open the filter slightly and let a short reverb tail bloom behind the hit. That creates tension and release. It's a small move, but in a DNB arrangement it can make the drop feel way more dramatic. At this point, you should resample the snare. Seriously. Print it. Record a few versions. One clean and punchy. One with more crunch. One with a tighter tail and one with a transition FX. When you audition them as audio, you'll hear the truth much faster than if you keep tweaking a live chain forever. This is one of the big pro moves in drum and bass production. Commit to a texture. Print it. Test it in the full loop with kick, sub, hats, and bass. A snare might sound amazing soloed and then disappear in context. Or it might sound a little ugly on its own, but absolutely destroy the mix in the right way. And remember the arrangement side of this. The snare doesn't need to stay identical all track long. In the main drop, keep it focused and punchy. In fills, automate more crunch, a touch more reverb send, or a slightly longer tail. In breakdowns, strip some of that away so the full version hits harder when the drums return. That contrast is what keeps the track moving. A few quick reminders as you work. Keep the core snare centered and mostly mono, don't over-polish the grit out of the parallel layers, and always check the snare against the bass line, not just in isolation. In DNB, the snare has to cut through a busy relationship between kick, sub, and moving bass harmonics. It needs attitude, but it also needs discipline. So to recap the process, start with a strong snare source, tighten it in simpler, add transient shape with drum bus or saturator, build parallel crunch with redux or distortion, control the tail with gating or envelope shaping, clean up the EQ, and then add a subtle break layer and automation-based effects for movement and character. Resample once you've got the vibe, and judge it in the full arrangement. That's how you get a snare that feels pulled through a crunchy sampler, with old-school jungle energy and modern mix control. Tight, bruised, and ready to hit hard in a 174 BPM world. Now let's move into the practice section and build a few variations, so you can hear exactly how each choice changes the attitude of the snare.